Now, it's true the economy is struggling, but not every business has been left out in the cold. Tamara Ingram runs a photography studio in Chicago's Hyde Park, and these days her business is booming. Tamara joins us now. Hi, Tamara.
Hi, how are you, Tony?
Fine. Congratulations to you for making some money when everybody is struggling. That's good news, isn't it?
It is. It's excellent news. That it's recession-proof business, so I'm very thankful for that.
What is it that makes it recession-proof in your view?
Well, in most cases, people need photography to advance their careers. People need headshots for corporate and politics, and models need comp cards and headshots, and it's ever-evolving. It doesn't stop.
Well, I would think that you're right. People need all of those things, but in a down economy, people need a lot of other things that they're learning to do without as well. And you would think, perhaps, that with the sophistication of photographic technology, everybody's got cameras now, even on their phones, that they might be forced to go that route. And yet, in your case, they seem to be coming to you anyway. Why is that?
Because people only have one chance to make a first impression. They could lose a gig for trying to put something together themselves, so they rely on a professional to do something.
Tell us a little bit about your business, the background, how large it is, how long you've been doing it, how you built it up, and how you tried to make sure that you could continue to survive even in a down economy.
Well, I've been doing it professionally for about 5 years. I went to school for it. I'm also a writer, so I've kind of juggled both. I built my business on just being accessible to people who are in need of my services. I've been affected by corporate America downsizing, which had nothing to do with the economy of what people are going through now. So I'm pretty flexible with my pricing. I base my prices on what people can afford in some cases because I know how hard it is. And that's attractive to people.
Does it have anything to do at all, and I'm not suggesting that it does, I'm merely asking, does your success have anything to do with the fact that you're located in the hometown of the Obamas and everything seems to be happening in Chicago right now?
Oh, wow. Actually, it doesn't, but it doesn't hurt either. I'm very proud to be living in Chicago and a neighbor of Barack Obama's. It certainly helps.
Now, the kind of photography that you are doing that is bringing in the customers, I got the impression from your first answer that it's really about doing headshots for resumes as opposed to doing pictures of portraits of babies or family portraits, things of that sort. Is that right?
I do that as well. People still want to capture special moments, whether it's their weddings or anniversaries, fundraisers, christenings, baptisms. People still spend money to make these things happen. Despite the economy, people aren't sacrificing their social lives.
Now, in terms of your professional colleagues, would you say, Tamara, that the photography business in general is to an extent recession-proof, or is it your business in particular that is surviving because of your business acumen?
I'm a firm believer that people do business with people they like. So I would definitely say that it has something to do with who I am and how I connect and network with people. I do know quite a few people. But at the same token, I think that most photographers are doing well if they're business-minded and know how to market themselves.
Now, would you say that the people that you do business with, your suppliers of film or of cameras or repair or paper or lights or studio setup, all of those things that you are interacting with other business people to do your business, are they thriving in the way that you are?
That's a good question. I would think that they are. It's one of those businesses where you have to always have top-notch equipment if you want to continue to be on top of your game. So I continually purchase and reinvest in myself, so I have to imagine that other photographers are doing it as well. And in turn, those vendors are doing well.
Are there other businesses that you know of, either people that you personally know or read about or have some interaction with at the professional business level, who are flourishing and who may not be in the photography business but are still doing well?
I do an event once a month. Where I throw an event for a club owner, and they seem to be doing very well. I get extra large turnout every month, and it's growing. So I would say that's another business that's recession-proof. If people will tend to scrape up a few dollars to go out and have a good time. They may not have the mortgage for that month, but at least they can feel good about themselves.
Now, you're doing well right now. Give us a sense of how long you have been doing well, and do you foresee in your business forecast that business is going to continue on a stable footing, or is it? Do you anticipate that it will get even bigger and better?
As it stands now, it's getting bigger and better, and I am very hopeful that it would stay that way. At the same token, I know that it takes a smart business person to run a successful business. So it's all about how you position yourself. I'm continuously networking and meeting with people and developing relationships with some very prominent people, so therefore business is prospering, and I will continue to do that.
But it would seem to me, and perhaps you can offer some clarification on this point, that there are a lot of people who are in business, such as yourself, who are good at what they do, who are conscientious, who are working hard, and yet who find themselves, for whatever reasons, not doing and not being as successful as they would like. And there must be something that separates you from them besides perhaps your business plan and your enthusiasm. Is that realistic?
That is very realistic. I think that goes with any position. You have singers, actors, and a lot of them have been in the business for years and have never made it, if you will, because certain people have it and certain people don't. You either have a drive and a knack for really connecting with people and making some things happen for yourself. Or you can be as talented as the next person, but may never go anywhere with that talent if you don't have the right connections, the right personality, and the right know-how.
You said that you live near the Obamas in Chicago in the Hyde Park area, right?
Yes.
Have you photographed them, or have they been clients of yours?
Not paying clients, but yes, I have shot them at the rally in Chicago.
Okay, not paying in the sense that you would like to have them as clients or pursue them at one point, or you just are taking pictures of them as everyone else is doing when they're out in public.
No, I was part of the campaign. I was heavily involved in fundraising and caring, and have gone to battleground states signing up voters. I was there, part of the group, and I shot them because this is something I wanted to do. I wasn't a paid photographer of staff, but yes. Would I like to shoot them as a paid person? Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm guessing the answer to that would be yes. Are you hopeful of that opportunity still?
Absolutely, I am.
All right, well, good luck to you. We hope that you get it someday.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tamir. Tamir Ingram is the CEO of TI Photography in Chicago, Illinois.